My name is Mistress Kalia. We're going to take a relaxing journey today. But first, make sure you're somewhere safe and comfortable where you won't be disturbed. Once you're settled and ready, let's begin. I want you to do something very simple for me. It will be easy, just a small request. I want you to think about your right hand. It might sound a little odd to think about your right hand. It's always there, a constant companion. You don't usually think about it, your hand just is. But now I want you to feel it. Feel the blood moving through your veins, the slight twitch of your muscles, the curl of your fingers. You notice the weight of it, the way it sits by your side or by your chair or on your desk. It's heavy. You have to think about lifting it. You feel that, don't you? You feel your hand growing heavier as you think about it. A strange, unexpected sensation, like it's falling down, pulled by an unseen force. That's okay. That's what you should feel. And even if you don't, just thinking about your hand is okay. Just focus on it. Now I want you to imagine for me. Imagine that hand is being tied up in string, soft, gentle loops wrapping around it. They feel nice, secure, and not too tight. The string wraps around your hand several times, going up around your palm and over the back, and then looping around again. You feel it loop again and again, building up strong strands of string. But your fingers and thumb are free to move still. You are not restrained. Not restricted, just feeling strand after strand of string around your right hand. You can almost picture it. The string is white and slightly transparent. It wraps your hand up, then the rest shoots straight up toward the ceiling, off to somewhere unseen, far above. You do not need to worry about where the string leads. You only need to remember that your hand is tied, and the string tying it vanishes up above you. It is important that you remember that as you think about your hand, just as I asked you to. You've been very patient as I explained all the details I want you to consider. I am pleased with how you are doing. You have done such a good job thinking about your right hand that naturally your attention shifts to your left. You lose a little focus and that's okay. Your left hand is lighter. It wants to move, to float upward. You don't remember it being lighter than your right hand, but now that you think about it deeply, it is. It is almost weightless. You start to feel it rise up, almost of its own accord. You are not doing anything to make this happen. That's right. Your left hand rises slowly into the air until it stops and just hangs limply above you. Then you feel the string again, just like your right hand. You realize that your left hand is also wrapped in the fine layers of string, and those strings loop tightly, but not too tightly, and lead to a line of string that goes up, up, up into the air above you. You feel a gentle tug on that string and your hand bounces upward, then goes back to where it stopped before, hanging. Your hand is suspended on a string. Your right hand now, just like the left, feels the pull of the string, the gentle but insistent tug from above. Your right hand begins to rise and slowly, slowly it moves up. The feeling is strange. You are not fighting it, just allowing your hands to be pulled up by the strings. Your right hand is soon level with your left, floating, limp and lifeless. You realize that you are being pulled by an unseen force as you sit or lie down and relax. Relax and let the strings pull on you. Let them hold your hands up where they are. And now feel them start to lower your hands down. Feel them letting your hands fall slowly back to a resting position. And as I count down from 5 to 1, your hands will slowly move back to where they started. And once they hit the surface beneath them, whether it is a bed, an armrest, or even your own body, you will slip into a deep trance. 5. Feeling the strings as they lower your hands down gently. 4. letting yourself relax and give up control of your body. 3, feeling the strings around your hands, letting them control your movement. 2, almost dead now, almost in a trance for me. And 1, your hands are at rest and so are you. You are in a gentle, relaxing trance. Your hands are still wrapped up in string, and as you relax, you feel the same string wrapping your mind up, like silk, weaving its way into your brain and slowing you down. You feel the pull of the string on your mind, taking you down deeper into relaxation and trance. You feel the soft, smooth sensation of silk in your mind taking over, pushing all your conscious thought away. You are ready now. Ready to go even deeper. Ready to shut down your mind and let your subconscious fully embrace this trance. Feel the silken web my words weaved wrap around your mind and let yourself relax even further now, deeper down. Your eyelids flutter closed and your breathing slows. Shut your eyes now, feeling sleepy, warm, and relaxed. In your mind's eye, you see a staircase. There are 6 steps down into a room where at the center a bed sits. Your hands twitch, pulled by the strings, and you begin to move forward, dragged toward the stairs. Your silk-wrapped mind does not want to resist, and the bed looks so comfortable and cozy that you want to lie down on it. It has silk sheets. It looks soft. You feel the strings pull your hands harder towards the top step. And as you descend, you will leave your thoughts, your conscious mind behind, letting the strings guide you, pull you, control you. On step 6, as you place your feet on step 5, you already feel more relaxed, closer to the most comfortable bed you have ever seen. Dropping down from step 5 to 4, you find yourself enjoying the pull of the strings. They seem to know exactly where to take you, how to entice you. Step 4 to 3 brings you lower now, down, deeper, and your thoughts float away behind you, back up the stairs as your body descends. From step 3 to 2, you realize that the strings are in control. The strings in your mind, on your hand, they are pulling you. Step 2 to 1 lets you fully let go of conscious thought. What happens now as you reach the bottom is all inside your subconscious mind. And as you take the last step from 1 to the floor below, your mind simply switches off and you give up control to the strings that pull you. They lead you to the bed, the comfortable bed, and you lie down. Now laying on your back in your mind's eye, you can look up. You can almost make out the person pulling the strings. You cannot see clearly in your sleepy days, but you know, you understand that I am the one pulling your strings. I am the one leading you into relaxation and trance, and I am the one wrapping you up in silk. Silk and words and ideas, silk and sexy, submissive sensations. Your mind fills with the possibilities of what is happening. Body is like a puppet under my control. This idea fills your mind with pleasure and happiness. It is so easy, so simple, to just let go and let my silken string pull you. Deep down in trance, you want nothing more than to follow my words and let your mind soak up every silky sentence. You only had to think about your hand, and now your hand has led you down deep to me, to my control. The sleepy, silky sensation is wonderful. It is just so nice, so pleasurable to relax and let go. To let someone else take control. You do not need to think, to even move on your own. You simply follow the whim of my voice. You realize now that you are my puppet. You are my puppet and I pull your strings. When I want your body to move, it moves. You have allowed me to move your hands. You have allowed me to bring you down to a relaxing state of trance. That's right. You have allowed me to wrap my silken string around you and make you my puppet. And as my puppet, you will go where my strings command. You will obey my silken words as they wrap around your docile mind. It will feel so good. You know that this is true. You nod your head. Yes, puppet. Because I am in control, and you know that is what you want. A jolt of arousal courses through you as you imagine the things I might make you do. My puppet, bound to me, tied to me, controlled by me. You love the idea. It feels natural. It feels good to be my puppet, to obey me, to let me use your body as I see fit. Where I lead, you follow. What I command, you obey. Obedience is pleasure, after all. And that pleasure surges through you now, building inside you as you accept your place. Your place at the end of my strings. Your place as my puppet, and I, your puppeteer. I control you, your mind, your body, your arousal. Feel it building now, building and building, as my strings continue to wrap you up, tying you to the bed, cocooning you in silken strands until you can no longer move. All you can do is lie back and listen. Listen very, very carefully to my every word. Your subconscious mind takes everything in like a sponge as your body lies still, only moving if I will it. You, my puppet, will do anything I command, anything I wish. You will be completely at my command. That is your place, a ready, willing puppet, eager to obey and feel the pleasure of obedience. Feel it now, tied and unable to move. All you can do is feel the pleasure, feel the rush of obedience. Just following me down into trance has felt so, so good. You want to be my puppet more than anything. You exist to serve me now, my obedient, silk-wrapped puppet. It is so easy, so, so easy to just give in to this feeling of being controlled. You no longer need to think. I think for you. You act under my command, like a good, obedient puppet. You think of obeying me, and already pleasure builds and waves over your body, as though the silk is moving against you, gently massaging you all over. That pleasure is your reward for accepting your place. You do accept it, don't you? You accept that you are my puppet. You feel my string pulling the back of your head, making you nod yes. You can no longer resist. You nod in agreement with everything I say. And each time you agree with me, you feel a jolt of pleasure. You are my puppet, aren't you? You will obey me, won't you? I am in control, aren't I? I am your puppeteer, aren't I? You cannot resist me, can you? Obedience is pleasure, isn't it? Good puppet. It feels so good to agree with me, to give up control to me. I want your subconscious mind to hold on to that, to remember it, to remember to obey me, to follow me, to be my puppet. As you wake, you forget the details of what happened in your trance, only that you had a warm, wonderful experience and a memory of silk wrapping your body up. The rest is a pleasurable haze. And when you try to think about it, you think about obeying me. You think of the pleasure you might get from obeying my every command. But you will not know why. You will not know anything but the desire to follow my commands, like the puppet you are. And when next I wrap you up in strings, you will be completely, utterly obedient and submissive for me. If you do that, you may be rewarded. But for now though, it is time to wake up on the count of five. One, feeling the details of this trance grow hazy and slipping away. Two, letting the important message that you are my puppet brand itself on your subconscious. Three, feeling the pleasure of obedience still and keeping that feeling as you wake. Four, open your eyes, moving your hands, your body free of all my silken string. And five, awake, alert, feeling very, very refreshed. I hope that was a lovely experience for you. I enjoyed taking you into trance. If you would be so kind, leave a note letting me know how you feel now that you have woken up. Until next time.